everybody. Welcome back into the show on this Friday, October 24th edition. Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, Likely to Succeed, A through Z. The author, Rick Randall, is on the line with us again this morning. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Good morning, Randy. What do you want to talk about today?
Well, the book, it's kind of interesting because I turned this morning as I'm working on a couple of business deals after I get off the radio. I've been asked to promote some projects that we're looking to build up here in northern Michigan. And sure enough, I just grabbed the book. I've been grabbing it in the middle. I've been grabbing it in the back. So this morning, I said to myself, let me just grab kind of toward the front. And it was really interesting because I grabbed page 10. And it says, build. This is your word in the book on page 10.
Yes, sir.
And I'm like, oh, God, this is getting to be too funny. Ironic. Every single time I grab the book, it's applicable to what I'm doing later to actually have a business meeting at 4 o'clock. Build, create, make, produce, develop, magnify, originate, manifest. Build the building for your success. Every step you take is another brick. Building the building of your success is just one brick at a time. Your potential building can have as many bricks as you choose. With each effort, you are progressively building the foundation and the structure for your success. Use good words to build your building, goals, courage, determination, perseverance, and believe are all good bricks.
I like
keep
that
building and keep growing. Enjoy the process of building. The building of your success is built by you. And then, of course, you have a poem. Rick, every page of this book is a word, and you go through the process, like I just read to the audience, of defining it the way you believe that word and what it means. And it's so amazing to me as I go through this book every single day. Like I say, I grab it as a daily devotional now, and how many times it's applicable to what's really going on, you know, in my life. And it was like, I think other people would enjoy hearing basically why you wrote it this way and how it's impacting other listeners that have bought the book, as well as other folks that have talked to you about it. The response of the book, and basically, what kind of feedback are you getting?
You know, I get pretty good feedback. I don't get a lot of feedback. I mean, I'm looking for somebody to say, hey, I read your book, and I think it's a pretty good book. And, you know, you've done that. I appreciate that. And I think there's another review on Amazon. But I don't know what to say other than I wrote this book from my heart. So that's funny that, excuse me, you started with build, because I was going to start with initiative. And so initiative is, and I got a great poem that goes for initiative, and that kind of fits with build. But anyways, initiative, it's the energy and enthusiasm to originate, leadership, team leader, begin, get started, charge ahead, lead the way, lights, camera, action. And so this is kind of how I wrote the book. Initiative is the gusto to make something happen. You just read about build. You know, every word has got just, again, words that I've picked from usually a thesaurus about the word that I'm writing about. And then I wrote, you know, take the initiative and move forward with your life and your goals and your objectives. Get it started. Start something. Begin. It is on. So I like this one. If you want something to happen, do you have the initiative to get the ball rolling? Right? You're going to go do that this afternoon.
Sure.
Take the initiative and step into action. Let the adventure begin. You know, and you learn how to do stuff in the doing of it, right? I mean, if you don't ever get started, you don't learn a thing. And if you don't think you should get started because you don't know what you're doing, I found many, many times that first you don't tell yourself that too many times. You know, you go, right. Hey, I'm going to figure this out as I go. I mean, Randy, I admire what you've done in your life. I was thinking about you this morning. And I think about just the different spokes on your wheel. And you go, okay, why did you get started going in that direction? Or how did you get motivated to go do that? And,
sure.
And you had to have a lot of initiative in your life. And so the recipe for success includes motivation, ambition, and determination, but you have to stir the pot. I love this line too. That is where initiative comes in. So then I write, get it going and initiate your road trip to success. But here's my poem. I just wanted to really share the poem with you because it's just a favorite and it's a true story. Initiate, begin, just get started right now. In the doing of things, you will figure out how. I was a small little kid when I was 8. I wanted a treehouse, but my dad told me to wait. Dad laughed when he saw me get the ladder instead. He was proud of my initiative, that's what he said. Initiative, he said, will never let you down, so we built a really cool treehouse 10 feet off the ground. And that's an absolutely true story. I was a little kid, and Dad's like, you know, I'm not so sure, and we're going to put the treehouse on the garage. So there's a big tree next to the garage, so we're going to use the garage for the back of the treehouse, and we had the tree there on one post, and then then we had to put another post. So I don't know if there wasn't 4x4s back then, but we nailed 2x4s together and made ourselves a 4x4. And then Dad says, all right, we got to dig a hole. And, you know, we live in Michigan, so it's cold. So you got to get that hole down there pretty deep so that the frost doesn't blow up the hole. Anyway, so Dad hands me a tuna fish can. He's like, giddy up. And so I'm like, you know, the post hole digger, Dad, you got that tuna fish can. So I start digging with my tuna fish can. And pretty soon, you know, my arm isn't long enough. You know, so now I'm having a little trouble, but oh my gosh, my dad was so good, and we built a really cool treehouse. I had two neighbor buddies. Craig was 2 years older, Carrie was 2 years older, and Craig was 2 years younger, and we'd sleep up in that treehouse. I think it was a 4x8 foot, you know, size treehouse. We'd sleep together, and man, elbows would be hitting heads. It was a little narrow, you know, for sure. Three of us, but we were pretty small guys. But that's kind of the word that I was thinking about today. But because of Bill led to that. But here's another good one. I wrote about sunshine. So have you noticed? I mean, the colors right now are absolutely incredible, right?
Yep.
You look around and you see the colors. Okay, and then how many rainbows in the last couple of days? I don't know if you're paying attention.
Oh,
those,
yeah.
Whenever it rains and it's cloudy and then the sun pops out, I get so excited. I think, man, I know there's a rainbow, you know, and sometimes that rainbow is kind of, I've seen the rainbow on Torch Lake, both ends hit, you know, and I didn't see any leprechauns dancing. I wasn't sure I saw a pot of gold other than that big, beautiful lake. And I'd say that's a pot of gold. But anyway, so I get excited. And so the point of that is just energy. What kind of energy is that? And that is the energy that sustains you and loves you and provides for you and protects you. That's the energy of life and love and living. And that's what the book is really all about. And I wrote it from those thoughts. But here's this one. There's always sunshine where I come from, right? So the other day I was talking to somebody and he said, oh, it's cloudy and it's raining. It's just depressing. And I thought about Wayne Dyer one time, and he was doing a talk and some lady came up to him and she says, don't you ever get depressed? And he says, well, no, I never really do. And she goes, oh, that's depressing. I thought, you know, it's just funny. So when he said that to me, I thought, well, you know, can't you figure out, you know, where to find the sunshine? Anyway, so I wrote this. Living in the sun, feeling it every day, what do you think it is? Why would I always feel this way? Perhaps I am a pilot and above the clouds I fly. Could you imagine being a pilot, Randy? I mean, they have sunny days every time they go up, you know.
Sure.
But anyways, perhaps I'm a king and that's the reason why. What if I said it was neither of the above? What if I told you the sunshine is all about love? You see, sunshine is an attitude. It comes from the inside out. When your soul is full of sunshine, there's no room for clouds of doubt. With gratitude, we realize that we have got it made. The sunshine shines much brighter. Thinking about some trees, looking for some shade. Keep the light on in your life. The source is everywhere. When we believe in love, the sunshine is always there. And then I quote, it is all about love. And I think, you know, you said this before about choice. You know, your life, our life is about our choice. And choices come from the words that we know. And that's where the good words, what the good words book is all about. And right. So that is kind of what I wrote it for.
Well, in the other thing, like I said, to have it available just to be something that people can every day take a look at, just open it to a page, read it through the first time. That's what I did. I sped read it, and then I really read it. And then, like I said, every day now I just grab it, see, you know, what page I turn to and see, you know, what word is there. But most importantly, Rick, I think the most important part is people just need something positive, something healthy for the brain, something to just get you stimulated in the morning, to get you thinking about your day. And I love it. And I think everybody should buy a copy, especially available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. But more importantly, leave a review after you read it. leave a review so others can enjoy your comments and what we put on it, and hopefully, you know, increase sales and get the good word out there. One of the things I think that there is just so much fighting and the two sides, you know, against each other. The No Kings rally that we suffered through this past Saturday, things going on with the government shutdown in Washington. I mean, world peace deals now in question, in jeopardy. And it's like, you know, we just need to escape from all this reality and sometimes just pick up a $23 book and say, hey, what does Rick want me to think about today? And that's basically what I'm using it for. And I think it's a good way to, you know, to approach the book, buying the book and then using it.
You know, I thank you for that, because you're absolutely right. I try to stay away from politics and stuff going on, but you can't help yourself. You need to know a little bit about it. And I look at what's going on, and I look at some of the people, and they're what I just call ugly human behavior. And I think, I've got to be honest. This morning I had 7 patients, so I was busy this morning. It was great. I got a family of 5 with kids that come in, and it's a blast. And then my good buddies come in, and I adjusted them first, you know. And so I was really great about that. And then I must have popped onto some news article or whatever I started reading, and I thought, gosh, Rick, it's better. So next thing you know, I'm thinking, man, I'm a little tense. I'm like, wow. So then I said, okay, well, I've had an hour to prepare for our talk today, you know, and I said, okay, let's sit down. And the first thing I thought about, I was going to just check my phone for some reason. I thought, no, go to your book. It's the book. And so then I started picking words, and so then I got out of my funk for a minute, because, you know, if you pay attention to too much of that stuff, I mean, it seeps in. And next thing you know, again, some of the No King stuff. Here, I thought about this. Who would go to China and risk, as an illegal immigrant, who would go to China and do that? Nobody. Right?
Right, right.
Who in China would have the freedom to go out on Saturday and protest the president of your country? Who would be able to do, what country allows you to do that? I mean, if we had a king, right, you wouldn't be out there doing that. That's not what's going on, but that's I'm going to get away from that. So anyways, the point is that you have to put into your thinking, into your mind, into your belief. You know, I talked about the energy, the rainbow and the leaves and all this stuff going on. Well, pray, you know, pray. Faith. Believe, you know, believe. You have to expose yourself to really good stuff, and that's what this book is really about. It's just really good stuff in 107 chapters, if you will. And yeah. So I'll meet
Very
you
good.
next break.
Yes, and we're looking forward to it, to end the week with Rick Randall, A Good Word to Think About. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today here on this Friday. Rick Randall, the author of the book Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success, Likely to Succeed A through Z. He stays on with us to give us a final word for today. Something to think about over the weekend and replay on Monday morning. Rick, what word did you pick for us this week?
Yeah, I went with happiness. So again, Randy, like you say, you pop into the book and just open a page and see what the word is. And so I did that through the book a couple times today. But anyways, happiness. So I start with the gladness, joy, delight, contentment, well-being, pleasure, enjoyment, satisfaction, rejoicing, elation, jubilation. It goes on, and which words work best for you? And then this should be your life experience. I personally believe that. I think that we should wake up and the first thing, you know, grateful. And then the second thing is something really good's going to happen today. And then I think it already has, and it's just going to keep getting better. Life is not always easy, and there are many life experiences that are not happy at all. Fortitude's one of the words in the book. That's how we respond to it. Resilience is another word in the book. That's how you handle it. What we believe in gives us the strength to carry on. It is our responsibility to find the rainbow. I thought that was appropriate today in every situation or circumstance. Sometimes this can be a little tricky. Are you happy? If not, why not? How do we make it so? Faith is how we get the happy back. I have a lot of definitions for happiness, but here are two of my favorites. Okay, here's a good one. Finding something that was lost, right? I mean, how do you feel when you, especially your wallet, you know, if you lost your wallet and you find it again, it's one of the best feelings in the world. And here's another one. Happiness is being on both sides of I love you, right? To be able to love somebody and say I love them and you cherish them and adore them and love them, my wife. And then on the other side is somebody saying I love you to you too, you know. So that's just another definition of happiness. And then I wrote, happiness is the pinnacle of success. So, okay, here's a little lengthy poem. I'll try to get through it here. If happiness came in a bottle, how big would your bottle be? What would your bottle look like? Would the happiness be plain to see? Happiness is a magical elixir, a magical potion for your soul. But where does this elixir come from? Does anyone really know? Perhaps this magical elixir comes from deep inside. You can have as much as you like. It is up to you to decide. Happiness is a wonderful feeling. The size of your bottle is up to you. I'm going to find me the biggest bottle and fill it up is what I'm going to do. Happiness is just a thought, you know. It is all about your thinking. What you're thinking is where you will go. It is about the clouds or it is about the rainbow. The thought seeds that you plant are only what will grow. Happiness comes in a bottle, and the size of the bottle is up to me. So push aside those clouds of doubt, and the happiness is much easier to see. Happiness and your thinking, they ride in the front seat too. When we understand this, happiness is up to you. So get yourself a bottle and fill it to the brim. Your happiness is a magical elixir that comes from your thoughts that are within. And that's what the book is really about. It stimulates your thoughts, your emotions, and your behavior. Just by opening up one page and checking it out, your thoughts will be better, your emotions will feel better, and your behavior will be a lot of fun. So, Randy, have a fantastic, strong end of the week. I'm thinking the sun's going to come out and stay out, but nonetheless, there's always sunshine where I come from.
Amen, brother. Well, we appreciate you, Rick, very much. I know the audience have texted me a couple. I even got a phone call last week. And, you know, it's like you said, it's a way to end the week, and we appreciate everything you do with us. So we'll speak with you next Friday. Have a good weekend as well, sir.
You look forward to it. Thanks, Randy. Bye now.
Bye-bye. One of the things that Rick mentions, and again, text me RT for road trip. I have a picture of the cover of the book. I also give you a link into Amazon directly to being able to buy the book. What I'd like you guys to do, text me RT, click on the link, get a copy of the book, read it all the way through, and then just go back into Amazon. You know how they always ask you to write a review of whatever you buy? Write a review after you read the book. You can see a couple of reviews that are there already. You know, give it a 5-star rating if you agree with us that it is a great book and you think it's something everybody should share. But then more importantly, if you choose not to keep the book, give it to a young person. How many times have we said, man, if I only knew now and then what I know now, this would have been such a different life. If I was 16, 18 years old and had all this life experience and all this knowledge of what worked, what didn't work, mistakes I've made, what I should have done better, back when I was 18 years old, well, a lot of it has to do with your thinking. A lot of it has to do with your attitude. A lot of it has to do with your goals. And all of that is in this book. And I got to tell you, for $23 investment, it's a great book, and it's especially great for young people. So keep that in mind when you buy it, read it, consume it, pass it on. If you think, like Rick says, pass the positive, well, this book is part of Pass the Positive. So I want to wrap up with a short notice. Tomorrow, the Homesteader Expo is from 10 to 4 at the Church Fellowship Church on West Street in Gaylord. They have a bunch of booths and vendors there. They're going to have some presentations for you. And then, of course, Monday, we're going to be at the Iron Pig in downtown Gaylord. Carla Wagner from Ask My Tax to Get Rid of Our Property Taxes is going to be there. I'm a guest speaker. She's asked me to come and rile up the troops a little bit. So plan to be at the Iron Pig Monday from 4 to 7 after work. We'll be there till 7 o'clock. You can get your petition sheets, turn in petition sheets that you might have filled up already, and be able to give them directly to Carla Wagner so we don't have to mail them, is what we're hoping the goal is, what you guys can help us do this coming Monday, October 27th, downtown location of the Iron Pig. Well, that's it for today's show. That's it for this week. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike.